Podcast episode, DNA Isolation and Quantification, Lake Trout Liver. Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the science of DNA isolation and quantification, this time focusing on lake trout, Salvelinus pneumicus. I'm your host, and today we're talking about the work of Sam White, who's been isolating DNA from lake trout liver samples as part of a long-read sequencing project. Background. The goal? Extract high-quality DNA from liver tissue of two distinct lake trout ecotypes, lean and siskoet. This work is critical because a subset of previously sent samples didn't perform well and needed to be replaced. Materials and methods. Here's the rundown. DNA was extracted using the Quick DNA MicroPrep kit with beta-mercaptoethanol added to the lysis buffer. The liver samples, originally stored at 920 degrees in RNA later, were thawed and fully processed. Homogenization? Done with disposable plastic pestles. DNA was purified using spin columns and eluted in 50 millimeters of buffer. Final storage? In the lake trout liver gDNA box at FTR-209. Quantification. DNA was measured using a qubit 1x dsDNA HS assay with a qubit 3.0 fluorometer from Robert's lab. Each sample was assessed with 1 milliliters of DNA for concentration measurements. Results. Here's what they found. DNA concentrations ranged widely, from as low as 22.5 nanogram/mL to a whopping 540 nanogram/mL. One sample, FA93, had a notably low yield due to column clogging, always a frustrating setback in the lab. Despite this, most samples yielded high enough concentrations for downstream sequencing. Why does this matter? This is all part of a broader effort to generate high-quality genomic data for lake trout. Understanding DNA yield and quality is essential for long-read sequencing, which will help researchers explore the genetic differences between these ecotypes and their environmental adaptations. That's it for today's lab update. If you love hearing about behind-the-scenes lab work, stay tuned for more deep dives into the world of DNA, sequencing, and marine genomics. Until next time, keep exploring the code of life.